Blog Talk Radio.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, goodbye.
And we are here, and it's the annual Jets Giant MetLife Bowl. And it's interesting fact, too, as I was reading. Now, I didn't realize it, you know, time flies, you know. And that the Jets and Giants will meet tonight for the 50th consecutive preseason in a series that began back in 1969, the year that the Jets won the Super Bowl. MetLife Bowl, the annual battle between the co-owners of MetLife Stadium, has the Giants trailing in the series 23-25-1. Last year, the Giants won 32-31, and they're leading this game here right now, 19-13. So getting a chance to get even closer to tying things up. Looking at the 2018 schedule for the Giants, very preseason game last week in Cleveland. At Detroit, the Dolphins against Cleveland. They're at the Jets, and they'll play New England here on the 30th. Regular season will show them open up in Jacksonville here. Then they'll go to Dallas and Houston on the road. New Orleans, they'll play here. Carolina, we just found out that our good friend Bruce Knight is now the head PR man there. Congratulations, Bruce. We love you, man. God bless you, baby. The Eagles will come here on the 11th of October. They'll go to Atlanta on the 22nd. The Skins will be in town on the 28th of October, bye week. First week in November. And then they go out to Frisco, good little rest. The 49ers, Tampa Bay comes in on the 18th. And Philly, right before Thanksgiving, Chicago Bears come here. Beginning the month of December, Tennessee comes in town after they visit Washington. And they close the season on the road at Indianapolis, last game of the year. Man, some game it can be, too. The Dallas Cowboys after Christmas. What a way to move into the new year. And, wow. Let's see if we've got anything on the Jets here. Let's see if we've got anything on the Jets here. Thanks. What's in the plot? We're live from MetLife Stadium. And we're just going to basically run some quick things here with Dusty. Okay. We're finding the Jets schedule. So, okay. Here we go, Giants. Open up and pray like we always do. And then me and Dusty are going to run here. We're in the fourth quarter. Jets and the Giants here. MetLife Stadium. Snoopy Bowl. Jets trying to hold on to the trophy that they won last year. Giants trying to get it back one more time. Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Guard. Never. What I'm going to do is we've been doing, letting Howdy Wolf open us up, but we're going to do our prayer. So let's take a minute or two to give all honor and praise to the one and only true God. John Coker needs a prayer. Do others. Thank you for another day. More importantly, have your world have your way. We thank you, Lord, for last night laying down, this morning getting up. Clothes on our back, clothes on our feet, food on our table. More importantly, your grace and mercy. Here to see another day. We ask, Lord, not to give us something we want, what we need, and we need the every hour. Hoping that we get the combination of both. In the name of your darling Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In Brazil, where they play the real football. We just want to say hi to our number one listener, Rosie, from Boca Redonia. Haven't heard from her in a while, but she knows she always sends us something to let us know she's there. And Rosie, we miss you, we love you, keep us in your prayers. And hey, that's it. Real quickly, sorry.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife, you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try. So thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. And yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
So we're up. Let's see. I'm going to come in here with you real quickly.
Yeah.
We've got yesterday, Danny Jacobs and signed.
Oh, yeah,
fight
you covered
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, briefly. Now, he's fighting for the vacant belt that was taken away from Triple G, am I correct?
Right. You're absolutely right. I forgot about that. Triple G begged the sanctioning bodies to let him, when the Canelo first fight, the rematch was busted, they wanted to take it away from him because he was looking for any opponent to keep busy. So when he found Matarosian, he wanted to defend the four titles against Matarosian. But then Matarosian was not a mandatory challenger. He just stepped up to the plate. So what happens is that after that, and when Canelo agreed to now fight him on September 15th, they took away, in between all that negotiation, they took away the fourth title. So what happens, Danny Jacobs and this Russian guy, he's pretty good. I wrote down his record. He's a pretty good guy. Unknown in here, of course, but he's a pretty good fighter. So they're going to fight for the vacant, title. And, of course, Danny is not taking any chances, so he's actually, what I thought was going to happen, I don't know if you heard it, I thought it was going to be between Jacobs and the Charlo brother, but one of the twins, but the Charlo brother has not built up any credentials, supposedly, to fight for any vacant title, even though he was ready for that, but so.
Well, on the other hand, who does it? How much does it have to do with Eddie Hearn?
Oh yeah, a lot of it has to do with Eddie Hearn because that fighter that's fighting. Well, they're both Eddie Hearn's as fighters. Danny Jacobs, and he brought in this import from Europe. He's bringing all the European flavor to give him world title shots. And I wish I could remember the guy's record, but he's pretty good. So it should be a pretty good fight. Danny better be ready.
I'm pretty good. The guy was. Well, you're talking about pretty good. Let's not forget what happened to Kovalov. He fought a pretty good guy who wound up being champion when the fight was over.
Right.
So pretty good. So pretty good can turn out to be really good.
But the thing is that Danny better, hopefully, he's sharper than when he was the first time when he fought this guy, Kiev, who gave him a pretty hard time until he sort of Andre Rozier was after him to use the jab and move and body punch because he wasn't doing that. He was haphazard until the later rounds, and then he was fortunate enough he dropped it with a right hand, and that was sort of the incentive or the push to push him into a victory. But he didn't look too sharp. So hopefully that was a warm-up. I would have taken another warm up before the title shot. But then again, who knows? This is
Eddie Hearn's stuff. Not only that, you can't turn down the title shot. Anything could happen. How many guys have never gotten a title shot?
Well, if you saw the Andre or not, Jesus Christ, Andre, Sean Porter at the press conference, he was saying, I had to push. Everybody was leaving, giving me leftovers, and I had to fight Andre Ward, mm-hmm. and Andre Ward, Andre Berto, and all these guys to keep busy. And if I had not walked into Danny Garcia's in the ring in the victory over Bam Bam Rios, I never would have gotten this fight. I kept getting the leftovers and nobody would call me, so I had to promote myself and push myself into the mix. This is why I got the fight. Other than that, he would not have gotten the fight. So what happens is, guys are not getting what they want, if they're lucky to fall into promoters like Eddie Hearns, well, they'll get the title shot, and then, of course, it's not only get a good fight, but also, a title shot. Because if you look at...
talking about promoters, let's take a quick minute. Let's take a quick minute and say happy birthday one more time to Don King. We had a birthday on the 20th.
That's right. He's, 83, 84, 85,
something like that? Yeah. As they say, he's got some time on the books.
Time of the books and more to come.
time on the books and money in the bank.
And money in the bank. And hey, do you know, I read the other day the man is well worth over $200 million. And everybody says he was broke. Walking up there, he had no money. He's worth $200 million. Why do they start all these rumors that he's broke, he's not promoting anymore? The man's worth over $200 million, but hey.
There's two things here, Dusty. He doesn't have to promote anymore. And once again,
exactly.
I always say, you hear things here, Sports and Depth, you don't hear any place else, Dusty. Thanks so much for one more time with the Inside Scoop. DK, only in America, because Don King exists.
Exactly. And, he does have a few fighters on the books, but... And he promotes him, but if he doesn't promote him, he ain't starving. He still has his breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then some. Getting back, I started to say something. Yeah, getting back, and the same thing with Danny Garcia. He's pushing to get a title fight, and he wanted to be champion again. So this welterweight title, which was taken away from, Thurman. Instead of bouncing back and forth because he's been idle, now they have a chance to get a title shot too. So instead of it bouncing all over the place, the thing is that I'm happy what's happening. They're not putting those titles in the hip pocket and letting them freeze out there somewhere. They're throwing good quality fighters together to decide who's going to be the champ. And then open up the door for the other fighters. Spence will be a good opponent for whoever wins. But then again, people forgot there's Bud Crawford who has another title. So Spence and Crawford will be a good match, and whoever wins Porter and Garcia, and whoever wins between Spence and Bud Crawford, if that ever happens, my God, that'll be a round robin, of good quality fighters.
No question about that.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
Yeah, yeah. His name was mentioned someplace else too. Benson, who are you talking about? Another guy wasn't Crawford, but was another guy's name they were mentioning.
In the welterweight arena,
but it's not none of the names that we just talked about. It wasn't Crawford's name, it wasn't Porter's name, it wasn't Garcia's name, it wasn't Thurman's name, it was Okay. I don't know.
Well, I mean, they're always throwing Pacquiao around. It wasn't Pacquiao, was it?
No, it wasn't Pacquiao. No, it wasn't Pacquiao either.
Because he's still bouncing around.
Yeah, it wasn't Pacquiao, but wow, I just can't miss any. Okay, well, we got that fight. We got, you know, I was talking to some people too who are going along with some of what you said and thinking leaning toward leaning toward Canelo. And because you just talked to the guy who said what you said, you know, Canelo figured him out after his first fight. He's going to take a different game plan in there. And a lot of what you said was Triple G's adamancy about the money take, because he knows
right. This
is just the last round, Dustin. Last round.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, I've always told you that, you know, you and I talk like husband and wife almost every day. But what I'm telling you is the fact that my ego is bigger than anybody else if I'm a champ. And if I'm a champ, I don't care if this dude is a Hollywood star who won 5 Oscars. I'm the one with the titles. So you're going to pay me my championship money. Like Ray Robinson, who I admire very much, said, hey, I don't care how much you pay John Doe, but I get champion money. Well, if you give him a dime, I get 20 cents. And that's the way he operated, and that's the way the promoters accepted him, because he filled the house. Okay? But now everything, it's turned around, you know, and the marquee guy who sells the pay-per-views and he does that gets the financial main purse. And the guy who's a champ, because he doesn't sell, because he's unknown, this, that, and the other, has to take chump change. That, to me, no matter what, doesn't bite. But I see your point, or the other guy's point, where they say, well, you know, parity or 55-45 is better than 10 cents. So I'll take that because I know this is the better money that I'm making that I'll ever make. And if this guy beats me, well, at least I got a green cushion to fall back on. I remember Miguel Cotto told me, when he agreed to take Mayweather fight when Pacquiao turned it down for the 100th time.
Yeah.
He says, man, but what the heck are you taking 40 mil for? You know, I mean, when Mayweather is going to get about 100 mil, he says, let me tell you something, he says, this fight, I am making more money in one fight than I made in my whole career with Top Rank. That's why I'm taking it. But you see, he was a sly businessman because he had all the cable control in Puerto Rico fighting Mayweather.
No, you know, it was funny. I'm thinking about when Larry Holmes fought Tex Cobb, and you know, Larry made like 1 point something, and Tex Cobb was making $80,000. I'm like, somebody said to Tex Cobb, that's no money. Tex Cobb said, me, that's no money. He said, that guy must not be eating a lot of bologna sandwiches lately. That's a lot of money to me.
It's a lot of money for me. So this is what Miguel said. First of all, I got a chance to beat him, and he did give him a pretty hard time. But I'm making more money than I made before. So, and then I heard rumors, and you could correct me or find out that not only 40 mil, which was guaranteed him, but he lapped up almost another 35 mil from the cable and the promotion in Puerto Rico. He had that locked up. So, taking chump change, you know, he came up with a pretty good bundle.
The dovetail was, you said, Larry Holmes for Cooney. Cooney got 8 million, Larry got 7. Larry said, look, it took me about 4 fights to make 7 million. You know what I mean? So, give him 1 million more, I'll make 7 and keep my title. You know, be in a good business.
Exactly.
Hold on a second. We'll let Marvin Gaye talk a little bit. Don't move. Marvin's going to have to say before we run. Marvin, come in here real quick. Hold on a second.
Right, gotcha.
I just want to ask you a question. Who really cares?
Are you serious?
Save the world in despair.
I know you're going to go now.
Who really cares?
There'll come a time.
Yeah.
There'll come a time when the world won't be singing. When the world.
I'm so hungry, I'll even walk to Baltimore.
Flowers won't grow.
I'm so hungry, I'll even walk to Baltimore again.
Bells won't be ringing.
No
bells
won't be ringing. It's just a viejo or what?
Who really cares? Who really cares? Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
Save
the world.
That's destiny.
I don't know what
that is destined to die.
When I looked at the world,
when I looked at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Vio lo que yo tengo que o tú me dijiste o Gavin no Gavin estaba diciendo otro pero él estaba presionando allá que tu mundo ya no está su mal mundo sí.
We can't stop living.
We can't stop living.
Live. Live for life. Because I didn't realize what the damage to me. She has a two-bedroom condo.
Live life.
For the children. Because that apartment is theirs.
The children.
Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to save the babies.
You will save the baby.
All of the children.
Bang,
but this time they took.
And if I may say that the in-depth information is here.
And
these sports in-depth panels.
You knew we were
going to bust. I'm Joseph Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the trust. In God, radio network, and the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Dustin. Take it away, Dustin.
Okay, Dustin, we some close out here. So we've got Andre Ward. Going through the he's going to host the contenders. We've got Porter and Garcia coming up. Triple G and Canelo once again, and we've also got Danny Garcia. Danny Jacobs fighting for Saturday. So we got some good fights to close the year out with.
Yeah, if you and remember, go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said, and hopefully we can see Errol Spence again before the year ends out, too. So that's a lot of quality fights.
They're getting smart, and I don't know if it has to do with Al Haymon because he has a lot of fighters moving around. He is his promotion company has most of them are under him, you know, and he's pushing these guys. So I don't understand what this again. These start rumors that he's broke, he's losing a lot of money. I don't know how the hell the man is losing a lot of money when he has so many fighters working for him. So I don't know what the hell the deal is. Even Jacob Danny was with him for a while, and then he went to Eddie Hearn's. Maybe Eddie Hearn's got a better package, but the fact is that we're getting some good quality fights, you know, and it makes sense.
That's the bottom line on that. Line on that. Like I said, right now we've got Porter and Garcia, two former champions, fighting for a title. We got Triple G and Canelo, two champions, fighting for a title. We've also looking down at Danny Jacobs is going to, once again, be fighting for a title. And we're going to Errol Spence somewhere along the line before the year ends.
And last week I just saw, it was kind of comical, but Tyson Fury came back. And he was comical. He looked like a windmill, but it seems that him and Wilder has signed a contract to fight.
We said that he said that if Wilder and Joshua couldn't get together when he finished his fight, that he would win, that he would fight him. So hey, that's on the horizon too. Let's see, we're gonna run here now, closing out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's the MetLife Bowl. It's right now we find the Jets trailing. They won last year. Well, they lost last year, 32-31. This is the 50th consecutive year. I was really startled. 50th consecutive year that they played since 1969. And it's the 30th annual Metro Bowl.
Right.
And it's 50th consecutive year. The Giants trail the Jets by 225. Wins for the Jets 23. For the Giants, if they win tonight, it'll be 25-24. Next year, they'll have a chance to tie this thing up.
Right.
And they'll be the home team, as every year they play this game here. So, Dusty, we're going to close out with Larry Hardesty. Say goodnight to everybody in Spanish for one time, would you?
Buenas noches, y Doc Stanley, mi amigo, mi hermano, allá watching the Giants and the Jets. Cuídense, and pronto we will meet otra vez.
Talk to baseball and basketball tomorrow. Take care, Dusty. Larry Hardesty.
Got you,
is away. Thanks, Dusty.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding. But I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
I simply leave you with life's most persistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Talking about Luther King Jr. Forgiveness is not a casual act, but a permanent state of mind. Talking about Luther King Jr. Service to others, let you pay your room here on earth. Muhammad Ali, I am my brother's keeper. Brooklyn many, my brothers come in all colors. And one more time, Dr. King. It's not the longevity of one's life, but the quality of one's life. And he also added one time, double measure of a man is not where he stands in times of comfort and convenience, where he stands in times of trial and controversy. And one before I said that, it's not the longevity of one's life, but the quality. This lady, by the grace of God, had some longevity, and man, she was all quality. We close the show once again remembering the one and only, Miss Reed. Lady, how we miss you, Aretha Franklin. Dr. Stanley, Fourth and Death, Block Talk Radio, on the Trust in God Radio Network.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, you
Aretha Franklin. Gone, but never forgotten. Smokey Robinson, longest living friend of her. Bree from Detroit. Back to him, sports and events. Back to radio and the Custom Driver Network, and for sharing. God bless you all.
Too many.